This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 298 for Tuesday, March 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed on Tuesday, with losses in the front months and gains in the new crop contracts. Chart-based positioning was a feature. Canola up $6 to down $2.50. The May contract, it's down $1.40 at $794.70 per ton. New crop November up $3.30 at $625.50. Monthly supply-demand data from the USDA did little to move the market, as the latest report was relatively unchanged from February. Gains in Chicago soy oil and other outside vegetable oil markets did provide support, as did ongoing concerns over tight canola supplies. However, scale-up farmer selling and ideas canola is looking overdone to the upside tempered the advances, and the front months dropped below unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both higher, while corn was lower. Soybeans up 6 cents in the May contract at $14.40 per bushel. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report initially elicited a bearish reaction in the bean market, as the government agency generally kept its balance sheets unchanged on the month. U.S. soybean ending stocks for the current marketing year were left at 120 million bushels, with adjustments now not expected until after the quarterly stocks data out at the end of the month. World production numbers only saw small changes on the month, with Argentina's soybean crop cut by 500,000 tons and Brazilian production upped by 1 million tons. Continued harvest delays in Brazil due to wet weather there, along with dryness cutting into soybean yield prospects in Argentina, did remain a supportive influence. The U.S. balance sheet for corn was also left unchanged on the month, with the May corn contract down a penny at 545 and three quarters. The projected U.S. corn carryout for the year was left at 1.5 billion bushels. World-ending stocks, though, were raised by 1 million tons at 287.7 million, but projections out of Brazil and Argentina were left unchanged. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board, seeing a recovery after yesterday's losses. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in the May contract at $6.47 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in May at $6.26.5, and Chicago wheat up 10 cents in the May contract at $6.56.5. U.S. wheat ending stocks were steady at 836 million bushels, but world stocks were lowered by 3 million tons from February, now at 301.2 million. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.